Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A big night tonight. It's the NFL Draft. Ian Fitzsimmons is joining us live from Nashville, where everything is going to happen. You know, Ian, though, the NFL Draft, it's kind of weird. You know, we've had the NHL Draft, the hockey draft, here in Buffalo a couple times, and it's really cool because all the GMs, the coaches, scouts, everybody from all the teams are gathered right on the same draft floor. And the NFL, it doesn't quite work that way.
No, you've got every team in their war rooms, right? In their team practice facilities, and you have some guy's nephew, right? He's running out the draft card to the commissioner. So it is a bit different, but here in Nashville, getting in last night, I mean, this place is insane. I mean, Nashville's already a party city, being the home of country music. But Coach, I'm telling you, I mean, they are expecting tonight on Broadway, right near the main stage where we'll be broadcasting from here on ESPN Radio. 350,000 people. It ain't a passion for football here in a great country of America, right? It is an obsession with a great game of college and pro football when those two worlds clash and come together. So buckle your chin strap, buddy. It's going to be a live night tonight, tomorrow, and then again on Saturday.
Wow, it is. It's going to be wild. Well, Arizona has the first pick. So what are you expecting?
Well, I've known Cliff Kingsbury for a long time, being based in Dallas, Texas. And he's been recruiting Kyler Murray for essentially 7 years. And a lot of it was made of that comment that he had when he's at Texas Tech, when they were getting ready to play Oklahoma in October of last year, saying that he's the best dual-threat quarterback he has ever seen. Well, he made that comment getting ready for Oklahoma, talking up the Sooners, right? So a lot was made and it's been played ad nauseum. But I do know that he does love Kyler Murray. But they also have a guy there who was a top 10 pick in Josh Rosen. So everyone talks about there being four quarterbacks in play in the first round, going from Kyler to Dwayne Haskins to Drew Locke to Daniel Jones. Well, I say there's five. And when you include Josh Rosen, if the Cardinals pull the trigger on Kyler Murray, I'm a Josh Rosen fan. I saw him in person at UCLA, four times over the last couple of years. Once last season in the NFL, in person as a field analyst. And I'm a fan of Josh Rosen. So is he as good a fit for the air raid system that Cliff Kingsbury runs? Maybe not. I haven't seen him run that system. I've seen him run RPOs before, but not that particular system that is now kind of invading into the NFL. Kyler Murray is the ideal fit for that system. So if I'm the Cardinals, I'm going Quinnen Williams was the number one overall pick because I'm a Josh Rosen fan. I think he can play.
Well, there is certainly a lot of intrigue as to what will happen there. And, you know, really, Ian, looking at the entire first round of the draft, I feel like most years, you know, you can kind of, maybe even pen in a few of the picks in the first, at least top 10 on the weeks or days leading up to it. This year, everything's kind of up in the air.
No doubt. And look, you look at the Raiders with three first-round draft picks. You know, the Cardinals can trade out of that spot and get a tremendous value because I'm a Kyler Murray fan. I mean, I'm based in Dallas. As I mentioned, I'm based in Dallas. I've seen him play a ton. He never lost a game in Texas high school football. Never lost a game at the highest level. That's filthy good. And then you look what he did at Oklahoma, filling in for some cat named Baker Mayfield. And that moment wasn't too rich for him. He just go back-to-back Heismans. He's in the college football playoff. That's some big boy shoes to step into with my big boy pressure. And he told me before the Big 12 championship game, this is a rusher you can't replace playing in front of 92,000 people. That's when I looked at my producer and I went, he ain't playing baseball. This dude's playing football. And he is one hell of a player. So if the Cardinals move back, I mean, then all of a sudden, who knows what happens? So, to your point, this is a massive unknown outside of a few things. You know, I think the Niners at two are going Nick Bosa. I think the Jets at three are looking heavily at Josh Allen. And if Devin White, the outstanding linebacker from LSU, he's one of my favorite, not just players, but people across the board. If he's there at five, Tampa Bay and Bruce Arians. So I've known since he was an offensive coordinator at Alabama back in the 90s. He's going there. And then at Buffalo for you guys at 9, I'm going to give you a name that not a lot of people are talking about. And I talked to his position coach, Mark Snyder, D-line coach at Florida State, just yesterday about Brian Burns. Now, Mark Snyder has been around and coached Myles Garrett. He's around Von Miller at Texas A&M. I coached Will Smith, All-American DN at Ohio State, Pro Bowler for the Saints. Got rest his soul, the late, great Will Smith. JPP at South Florida. He's been around some of the best of the best. And he told me Brian Burns, defensive end out of Florida State, is as good as any of the guys I just mentioned. Now, let that sink in.
He's all right.
As powerful as Myles Garrett, but he is his first step, edge, bend, all of that. Intensity studies his own liabilities. He is as good as any he's been around. And off the field, all the guy wants to do is play Fortnite and hang with his girlfriend.
Well, do you see the Bills staying at 9?
Don't know. That's another unknown. I mean, look, if you get an offer that blows you away, because every general manager I've talked to, and I've talked to 3 this week, every scout I've talked to, they all say that this draft is so defensive top heavy. If you have a guy that you think you can get at 13, 15, move back. Washington at 15 is going to have to move up if they want Dwayne Haskins. And I know for a fact little Danny Snyder loves Dwayne Haskins. Haskins went to Bullis High School. That's where Snyder's son goes. There's a connection there. He wants Haskins. So if you can move back to 15, Brian Burns may still be there at 15. So when you look at DeMontez Sweat out of Mississippi State, I talked to one GM yesterday. He says a heart issue, the enlarged heart, is not a problem. They manage it at Michigan State. If you monitor it and check it once a year like they did at Mississippi State, it is not a red flag to a lot of NFL teams. Some teams it is, but if Montez Sweat, he'll be there at 15, edge rusher out of Mississippi State, who I saw 3 times last year in person. He's a freak. So if you're looking defense, which I think Buffalo needs, they're going to be there, and you can get value to your point. Right? If you move back, because Washington's going to have to move up, in my opinion, if they want Haskins, if the Giants don't take him at 6.
Okay, well, some good insider info there. That's Ian Fitzsimmons joining us live from Nashville, the site of tonight's NFL draft.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.